Chapter 2 Missed Opportunities. Mr. Hamel sat down in his chair and said,
Children, this will be the last lesson you will have with me. French will no longer be taught in any school in Alsace and Lorraine. Only German will be taught. Your new teacher will arrive tomorrow. From now on, you must learn to speak German. Please pay careful attention to your last French lesson.
I was completely shocked. I thought about the crowd of people who had gathered in the town square that morning. So that was what the fuss was all about, I thought. It was news about only German being taught in the schools. I then had another terrible feeling. No more French lessons, I thought. I shall never learn any more French, but I hardly know anything about it. I don't even know how to write in French. I was so foolish. I didn't pay attention in class or study hard. I felt very disappointed with myself. I wasted too much time looking for birds' eggs and playing with my friends. I should have spent the time studying. I thought my books were just a burden for such a long time. They were always so heavy, and grammar had seemed so boring. I felt so sad about having to give it all up. I felt even sadder about Mr. Hamel leaving. I forgot all about his sharp iron ruler and his terrible anger. I looked at Mr. Hamel. He looked so sad.
I feel sorry for him. He has worn his best clothes today because it is his very last class.
Then I looked at all of the village people who were sitting at the back of the classroom.
They have all come to pay their respects to the village teacher. 40 years of teaching? That is a very long time. And now it must all end for Mr. Hamel.
I was deep in thought at my desk when I suddenly heard my name being called out.
Franz! Franz! Franz!
I was suddenly brought back to reality. Mr. Hamel was talking to me.
Would you please recite the participle that we learned yesterday, Franz?
Mr. Hamel asked. I froze. Yesterday's participle? I had hardly paid any attention in class. Now I regretted that.
I was so stupid not to pay attention in class like I should have, I thought.
I tried to recite that participle, but I could not. I started the first few words, but I couldn't continue.
It's okay if you cannot finish it,
said Mr. Hamel kindly.
I'm sure you feel bad enough as it is. See everyone?
Continued Mr. Hamel.
We waste so many opportunities. We have so many opportunities to learn, but we don't realize how important they are until it is too late. Every day we say to ourselves, there is lots of time. I can learn tomorrow. Today I will just enjoy my life. But before we know it, there is no more time. Time eventually runs out. That is the whole problem with this town, Alsace. Everyone puts off things they should do today until tomorrow. And then nothing gets done. Now what will you do when you meet someone from another country? They will say to you, you say that you are French, but you can't speak or write in your own language. How is that possible? Please don't feel bad, Franz. We are all guilty of it. We should all be ashamed of ourselves. parents, grandparents, teachers, doctors, and counselors, we are all guilty. Parents are always too eager to send their children to the fields to work. And I am to blame too. How many times did I send you out to take care of my garden instead of letting you study your lessons? So we are all to blame for this unfortunate situation.
Mr. Hamill continued talking for quite some time. He talked about various things, especially he talked about French. He described its beauty and its history.
It is the most elegant and clearest language in the world,
he said.
It is beautiful to listen to, and we must protect it so that it will never be lost. We are prisoners now. We cannot speak our own language. Yet we must make sure that it survives. Language is like a key which can open a prison door. Defend it with your lives,
Mr. Hamill said.